Welcome to the Author's Studio at the 2008 Book Expo America Convention in Los Angeles. And right now we're sitting with author Lior Arousi, and his new book is entitled Excellence Every Day. Make the Daily Choice, Inspire Your Employees, and Amaze Your Customers. Now, from what I understand, you did quite a bit of research, Lior, in putting this book together. If you don't mind, tell me some of the numbers, the number of people you spoke to, etc.
Excellent. The research we've done, we actually wanted to see where is excellence go? Why we're losing excellence somewhere in between the expectations and the results? And what we've done is we actually surveyed 23,000 participants. Half of them are employees and the other half are customers who are receiving the performance of those employees. This was about 3 years study, multiple companies around the world that gave us the access to their employees and to their customers. And it was interesting to see the gap between the perception of the employees of what they have done and the perception of the customers. For one example, 79% of the employees rank their performance as exceeding customer expectations. Not just meeting, but exceeding. Only 29% of their customers agreed that they're actually receiving an exceeded expectation performance. So where did the all excellence go?
Yeah, that's quite a gap. You tell me, why is excellence a critical issue today more than ever before?
We are living in a very competitive environment that in every dimension of our life, from personal to professional, excellence becomes the mandatory performance. Customers are no longer settling for less than the best that they can get, both in products or in service. Your managers are having choices and they will not sell for anything less than the absolute best performance you can give them. And we are becoming more demanding on ourselves, wanting to reach a higher level of performance and be at the level that we can actually live by.
There are so many books out there about excellence, about being excellent, being the most you can be, providing excellent service, etc., etc., etc. So why are we as a society failing in that regard?
It's actually a very funny question that you raise, because if you look at Amazon and just, you know, put the word excellence, you'll get thousands and thousands of titles. And according to that, we should have at least have our GDP grow by 5% in the last couple of years. What happened is, based on our research, it's actually the legends that we actually associate with excellence are the things that are holding us back. If you think about excellence, you think about people who climbed the Everest or Lance Armstrong, or you think about Tiger Woods. These are people who have made a tremendous sacrifice in order to achieve some once-in-a-lifetime achievement, and we all, mere humans, are staring at them, willing to buy the t-shirt, but are not willing to make the sacrifice. So somewhere in our definition of excellence, we are actually holding ourselves back because of that myth that excellence is only done by rare individuals with major sacrifice once in a lifetime.
Is there a general idea, a general sacrifice we can make to become more excellent professionally and personally?
In fact, what I wrote in the book is that the stepping stone to excellence has to start with us redefining that excellence is something that we can do. We can do every day, in every action. We have a daily choice. Are we going to deliver excellence, or are we going to default to mediocrity? The critical part is we have to stop judging ourselves and let the recipients of our actions be the judge of it. What happened is that we often declare victory before the recipient is saying, yes, I'm satisfied, or I received it, or great, you've done an amazing job.
Lior, you know, there's a cartoon out there that's very popular these days. You see it in the business section, you see it on the comic page, called Dilbert. And they make fun of the lack of excellence in the workplace and in people's personal lives. Why have we become more Dilbert than the other way around?
It's actually a very funny issue, because when you talk to people, Dilbert is kind of their quick relief. They put it out there. But when I speak to executives, I tell them, you don't need to ask your employees how they feel. Just count the number of Dilbert strips on their cubicle, and a very simple message will come to you. My CEO is incompetent and my boss is a moron. What happened is we are feeding our brain with this notion of why bother? The whole message of Dilbert is why bother? Who am I working with? Look at the people around me. And as a result of it, we are actually holding ourselves back from trying even to deliver excellence. I call it the attitude of inaptitude. And we feed ourselves with the Dilbert, with The Office, the show on NBC, and a whole host of other cynical messages that are coming out there and feeding our souls and our performance with defeatism.
Are you saying that incompetence has become acceptable?
look at some of the books that came out recently for graduates, like Aim Low, for example, or Bonjour Laziness. That's some of the latest crop in books that are coming out there, and tell people, why bother? Don't try so hard. There's nobody to do it for. And my message in the book is, excellence is a very personal thing. You're not doing it for your boss. You're not doing it for anyone else. You're doing it for yourself. And second thing is, if you actually look at the recipient of your actions, you'll understand that there is a difference you can make. There is an excellence you can deliver. You might never climb the Everest, but you can help make a dent in the world of someone.
Well, because there is a lot of that incompetence out there and the acceptance of it, I would guess that the old management tools aren't working anymore. So what can a manager in a workplace do to create excellence?
Thanks for the question, because this is probably, from a managerial standpoint, a transformation. Often I see managers after 15 years in the corporate ladder and they feel like they've reached the Everest. Now they give instructions to people. Especially when we deal with Generation Y, and I call them Y not as the letter but as the question, they ask why. Why should I bother? And those managers never provided an articulate answer that says, this is why we do things here. The best they can come up with is, we do that for the shareholders' value. Who wants to work hard for some rich people who will make more money because I'll sweat for 30 years? So the challenge of managers today is to actually redefine themselves and understand excellence is not coming with a paycheck. That's extra. Paycheck buys you attendance. Excellence, that's extra that employees can be invited to do, but managers, as a result of it, need to be of service of those employees, and their main job is to remove obstacles and create an inviting environment.
Well, Lior, thank you for this most excellent interview.
Thank you very much for having me here.
All right, once again, he is Lior Arusi, and his book is Excellence Every Day, Make the Daily Choice, Inspire Your Employees, and Amaze Your Customers.